Cape Talk. Fabulous finds.
Well, this is the part of the show where we ask you to set the content for us by nominating a hidden gem of your neighborhood, be it a restaurant, a service provider, a small business you like to support. We don't mind. We don't set many criteria. It just must be somewhere that you think is special and worth sharing. And a reminder that if you would like to nominate someone or some place or something as a fabulous find, all you have to do is send an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za or a WhatsApp to 072-567-1567, and please just put the words fab find in the subject or the content of that message. Now, to start this week's fabulous find, a quote from Sigmund Freud, who said that time spent with cats is never wasted. Or if you prefer Albert Schweitzer, there are two means of refuge from the miseries of life: music and cats. Maybe one more from the late great Terry Pratchett: in ancient times, cats were worshipped as gods. They have not forgotten it. As you've probably guessed, there is a feline theme to our find of the day, which is the Cat Heaven gift shop and rescue cat cafe. Our listener Carolyn Frost wrote to tell us about this unique venue in Somerset West. And before we meet the owner and the brainchild behind it, I'm delighted to have Carolyn with us on the line. Carolyn, thank you for a very unusual nomination, and thanks for joining us this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, you wrote to us that as you were emailing me, you had your 18-year-old cat lying on your lap. Have cats always been part of your life?
They have, always. And they've always wandered into our lives, often unannounced, and ended up spending up to 2 decades as a part of the family. So, yes.
Okay. Now, with that in mind, how did you stumble upon Cat Heaven initially?
Well, I'm a community journalist out in the Boerland in Helderberg, and a lot of the writing I do is about animals, wild and domestic. And somebody brought this to my attention, and of course I was instantly hook, line and sinker, heading in that direction, and met Valerie and the cats, and it was just a beguiling experience.
Valerie is with us in studio, and she'll chat to us about how it all came to be. But Carolyn, for those who won't know what we're talking about, won't you describe for us what you discovered at Cat Heaven and the Rescue Cat Cafe?
Well, the cats are definitely the stars of the show. It's a lovely, warm, enclosed area, a room with a patio, and all kinds of paraphernalia for the cats to enjoy, silk-lined cushions and little ramps and boxes. And I think there were 12 cats there, and they were all draped around or playing and had a meal time with us, and they are there just to enjoy the company of.
So you can go along and have a cup of coffee, have a slice of cake, and play with a cat, which we all know how therapeutic it is to spend time with animals. Carolyn, there's also Wi-Fi there, so if you want to do some computer work in a different setting and just have a break from it all, you can take the laptop along. But I would imagine most people are busy playing with the cats rather than doing any work.
I would think so. I just sat down on the floor and observed with fascination, because once they know that you're there to enjoy their company, they just go ahead and put on a show.
I love it. Carolyn Frost, thank you for a very unusual nomination, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about the history of this business and how it came to be. Carolyn, on the line there from Somerset West, which is where you will find the Cat Heaven gift shop and the Rescue Cat Cafe. And the founder, Valerie Steinman, is with us in studio today. Valerie, lovely to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
What was the inspiration for this business? I've certainly never heard of anything of its kind in South Africa before, a cafe where you not only have your cup of coffee, but you get to play with a cat.
Well, there are two parts to Cat Heaven. Mm. One is a gift shop and the other is the Rescue Cat Cafe. A few years ago, I was traveling through Switzerland and came across this beautiful little store in a village called Thun. And when you walked in, if you're a cat lover, you felt like you were in heaven. Mm. They just had gifts for cat lovers and only gifts for cat lovers. And every time I went back to Switzerland, I would visit the store. And then 3 years ago, I was in Japan and came across a cat cafe. The thought of wanting to open a shop with gifts for cat lovers stayed with me. But when I saw this cat cafe in Japan, I thought, now that's interesting. I like the idea of having cats, so many cats in one place for people to enjoy. But I didn't like what I saw there. And so I went back year after year, and I went to South Korea, and I did quite a few cat cafes in the East. And I was very disappointed with many of them, because they were financially motivated. Mm. The cats were of exotic breed. And, you know, standing there, I just conjured up this image of somebody walking into an orphanage and saying, give me all these, the beautiful kids you have.
And only the good-looking ones with straight teeth kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. And if you're a cat lover, every cat is beautiful. And I left thinking, I've got to do something different. I know that there's something out there that I can do. Firstly, I didn't like the cats just being enclosed in this little area. Mm. So when we got back, I spoke to my husband and we decided let's do the shop. I combined my love for traveling, shopping and cats. And so we traveled the world buying gifts for cat lovers. And then we put the cat cafe at the back of the building, but we have an indoor cafe and an outdoor cafe. So our cats are not enclosed in one area. We got our first set of 12 cats from Stellenbosch Animal Welfare, and they are absolutely beautiful. I promise if you come in there, if you are depressed, if you are lonely, you will walk away a happy person.
It strikes me that it's an ideal place for people who have been animal lovers and who've been pet owners, but perhaps have had to give up their pets because they've downscaled their home or perhaps moved into a complex that doesn't allow animals. Do you find that you have customers like that who miss their own former pets and come along to have that moment at your place?
Absolutely. We have a number of old age homes in Somerset West and elderly people, and they can't keep cats. Or you may find somebody that's love cats, but their daughter, the husband, or whoever is allergic to cats. Yeah. And so they can come in and for an hour spend time on a beautiful sunny day outside, watch the cats play, or in the inside.
So I know there must be listeners going, but what about the cats? What prevents people from not treating them properly, kids from grabbing their tails and pulling their whiskers, etc.? You've got a very strict set of rules that anybody who comes to visit has to abide by, don't you?
Yes. Cat cafes all over the world have rules, and they're pretty similar. You're not allowed to wake a sleeping cat. You're not allowed to pull a cat by its tail. You're not allowed to carry a cat. A cat can come and sit on your lap if he or she chooses to, but you're not allowed to pick it up. So, you know, when you come in, we give you a list of rules. You've got to take your shoes off. You've got to have your hands sanitized. Mm-hmm. And then you come in and spend time with the cats.
And these cats, for the record, are living a life of absolute luxury. They've got hammocks. They've got beautiful scratch posts. They've got beds and toys. And as you said, a safe inside and outside area. Plus, there's video camera monitoring, Valerie. So you can check on them any time of day or night.
Yes. My hobby of watching international politics on TV has stopped since this has started because my husband
cats.
And I just watch our cats on the big screen every night. It is not a cheap initiative. I had the entire area fenced to make sure that they don't escape. The outside garden, I've had to put in plants that I know are cat friendly.
Yeah.
Even the design of what I call the cat gym, I try to give them the best because at the end of the day, they're my babies.
Mm. Now, if anybody, before we run out of time, Valerie, if anybody would like to come and visit your babies and spend some time in that lovely, calm environment, interacting with the cats and enjoying a good cappuccino or a cup of coffee or tea, what's the cost to do so and where do they find you?
Okay, you can find us at 35 Bright Street, Somerset West. Mm-hmm. Because we only allow 4 people in the indoor cafe, it's 40 rand an hour. The outdoor cafe is 20 rand an hour. Our goal, we are a non-profit organization. Our goal is to bring awareness to people. A lot of people want to adopt our cats and we say, no, this is their home. But we tell them about the welfare, the animal welfare, and we tell them, you go there and you can choose the, you know, there's
cat
just a variety of cats that you can choose. And also we try to tell people, don't shop, adopt.
Love it. Cat Heaven, catheaven.co.za is the website. You'll find them at 35 Bright Street in Somerset West. And Rob on the WhatsApp line already saying, I love this idea. And your guest is quite right. Every cat is beautiful. If you'd like to go and spend some time with this particular family of cats, please do so and support this. Keep them going. And don't forget to go and adopt your own from the Animal Welfare. Valerie Steinman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.